Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Lori Walsh is off today. Well, it's Wednesday. SDPB's Nate Weck joins us today from our Vermilion studio for our weekly sports and rec update. State high school tennis just wrapped up. Things could get pretty interesting as far as state soccer is concerned. Nate Weck, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Chris. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Doing well.
So let's start with state tennis because I believe that's wrapped up, correct?
Yes, state tennis wrapped up on Saturday, late afternoon, if you're over on the central side or on the east side of the state. But yeah, Sioux Falls O'Gorman got the victory in that one. And it's really big. And it was kind of interesting coming into the last day, too, because you had Sioux Falls O'Gorman, Rapid City Stevens, and Sioux Falls Lincoln that were all pretty knotted up here going into the final day. So having a three-way race. I mean, we've had the tournaments in the past where you get to the last day and you already kind of have an idea of who's going to walk away with it. But it was kind of exciting to see, you know, which direction is this going to go? Who's going to win some of those critical matchups here as we get to those placement matches and those championships? And it was really O'Gorman that took advantage and O'Gorman that got the state championship in girls tennis. And boys tennis will occur when we get to May. So we'll take some time off from tennis, but we'll hit it up here again here as we get to the spring and when the weather picks up and gets warmer, because I think they had some struggles with weather and tennis out in Rapid. Had to start the tournament on Wednesday, which is a day earlier than what they typically started. It usually starts on a Thursday and goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They did move outdoors some of the time, but a lot of the time they got moved indoors. Outdoors, they have 24 courts. When they move indoors, they go down to 7. So you can imagine, Chris, what that does to the playing time. It just slows everything down.
Quickly, kind of maybe in a nutshell, tell us what that does. But besides slowing it down, what does it do mentally for the players, do you suppose?
You know, I think it really requires toughness, and I think it requires that some flexibility too from coaches and players and officials and tournament, people that are running the tournament advisors, organizers, all that type of stuff. And it's really when things are going bad, that's where you really see the true potential and the true talent, because you have to make adjustments quickly. Schedules are constantly changing. They may give you a tentative time and say, you know, we're thinking it'll be around 2:30, but maybe it's 3:30 by the time you actually play. So I think there's a lot of flexibility. You got to kind of go into it knowing. Luckily, they knew the weather was going to be iffy before they got out to Rapid, so they did have some time to adjust, knowing that there was probably going to be some schedule adjusting. But yeah, it's still tough to do, and it's still something you don't want to have to do, because tennis is a lot more fun when it's outdoors.
Well, having played sports myself, I can tell you that I'm pretty sure that tennis is a different game indoor than it is outdoor. It's you prepare differently, I would think.
And I would agree with that too, Chris. And we've seen, the last couple times that tennis tournaments have been in Sioux Falls as well, when action has had to move indoors, and it's tough for the spectators. There's not as much room for athletes and stuff like that to get ready and stretching and things like that that they do, or maybe it's an athlete that just wants to be by themselves for 15 minutes. It's harder to do that when you're indoors and there's only so many places you can go. So, yeah, I think I would agree. I think it's a different game when it is indoors. Luckily, in the state of South Dakota, we do have facilities that still allow tennis to be played indoors in both Sioux Falls and Rapid City. That's a big positive, because that's not something that I don't think we should take for granted either. So it's nice that we have those flexibilities, that when Mother Nature is coming after us and making things, maybe not ideal, we have these facilities that we can go to a plan B, for say.
Let's just say Mother Nature always gets the check mark in the win column.
I tell you.
as we transition into state soccer, that could be interesting too.
Yeah, it really could. You know, and looking at some of the earlier forecasts, I'm looking at it, partly cloudy. It might be in the 50s. And now that we're getting a little bit closer, it's like, are we really going to possibly experience a chance of snow in the morning? Mm-hmm. And of course, you never know what it's going to do, because it's Wednesday right now, and there's still a lot of days between now and Saturday when the state soccer championships will take place at Sioux Park out in Rapid City. But yeah, it's one of those things. You know, I remember, Chris, last year up in Aberdeen, I came back with a sunburn on my arms, and now we're right. Now I might come back with frostbite. Are you kidding me? But it's just the way it is. Every year is different, and I've heard of these types of years where winter comes early, and looks like this might be one of those years.
Let's talk about the soccer brackets. What do they look like?
Well, we've got four games, and they're going to start. They obviously are out in Rapid City, as I mentioned, at Sioux Park. The first session is the Class A championship. So the girls' Class A championship between T Area and West Central will get going at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, followed by the boys' Class A championship, which is T Area versus Sioux Falls Christian at 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, those second times of the session are a little bit more tentative just because if the first game goes long, it's going to back up the start time of that second game. The second session begins with the Class AA Girls Championship, Pierre versus Rapid City Stevens at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and then the nightcap of the day is the Boys Class AA Championship, Sioux Falls Washington and Aberdeen Central. Aberdeen Central, though, is the one that is getting a lot of attention throughout the board because they're a 9 seed that made it all the way. They took down number 1 seeded Roosevelt to get to the state championship. So it's a big moment for Aberdeen Central as they will look to defend or not defend their state championship, but it's going to be their fifth state championship appearance, but they're going to look to get their first victory in that one since they won it in 2016, and we'll see if they can do it again.
SDPB's Nate Weck talking sports and rec with us. Nate, did you get a chance to talk to any players?
I didn't get a chance to talk to any players, but I did talk to a few of the coaches. It's that mindset, it's that week, players and things like that with availability, it's maybe not the best. But I did talk to a couple coaches because, as I mentioned, both of the T area teams are in the state championships. They're playing for a state title on both girls Class A and girls Class and boys Class A with T area as well. Just to give you a quick rundown, girls T area, this will be their third appearance to the state championships. They lost in 2015, lost in 2016. So they're going to be looking for that first victory. And I talked to head coach Mark Anderson and I said, Coach, looking at your squad, you've had some success the last few years. You've been able to get to the state championship, plus you got back again. How are you able to do this? And he says it's because of the youth movement. And here's what he had to say to extend on that.
Our numbers have grown. It's enabled us to kind of rebuild quickly after we lose seniors, which last year we only graduated 3, so that's we bring young girls up early. We're able to, as an A school, I have 7th and 8th graders on my roster, and in fact I started a couple 8th graders, so we're always young all the time, but it's a pretty good group of girls. They work very hard.
So speaking of that youth movement that they have with the girls soccer program in T, they're also going to only be graduating 3 seniors this year. So they've got a lot of youth coming back, and they're going to probably be a strong team for future years to come, which is exciting. On the boys' side of T area, this will be their 4th trip to the state championship game. They won it in 2013. They won it in 2017. They had a loss to Spearfish in 2016. This will be their 4th trip. Head coach Zach Juergens, and I asked him, Chris, we were talking about the weather. I asked Zach, I said, what do you do with preparing your kids for the weather? And he's taking some extra precautions. Here's what he had to say.
It's South Dakota weather. You never know what you're going to get. But we have been practicing in the rain. Usually in the regular season, like last night, we practiced last night at 8 o'clock. It was cold, windy, rainy. So I practiced last night because of that reason, late last night, into the mindset that it could be raining, it could be snowing, it could be cold and windy, it could be nice, whatever it is. Obviously, we'd like it to be nice. But whatever the weather forecast or whatever the weather does on Saturday, we will be ready for that.
SDPB's Nate Weck talking state soccer. We have just a few seconds left. Where are you off to?
We're heading to Rapid tomorrow to get set up. The action starts on Saturday, and if you want to tune into the state soccer championships, we'll have it televised on SDPB2 TV. You can also catch all the coverage live on sdpb.org/soccer.
SDPB's Nate Weck every Wednesday. It's a pleasure. Safe travels.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Stay with us. Just after the top of the hour, local news and your Dakota Political Junkies segment. I'm Chris Loffrey. Steve Zwempke and I have In the Moment today as Lori Walsh is off.
To SDPB isn't just about supporting serious, insightful news. It's also about